This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:16, down 2 on the open. March 5:34, down 2.5. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at 4.90.5, up a quarter on the open. March 5:11, down 3. May 5:13, down 3.5. July 4.92, unchanged on the open. December corn opened at 3.67, down 5.5 on the open. March 3.86, down 2.25. May 3.90, down 4.5. July 3.96, down 2.25. December 3.64, down 3.5 on the open. December oats opened at 2.60, unchanged on the open. March 2.73.5, down 0.5. January soybeans open at 6.89, up 1 on the open. March 7.01, down 1. May 7.10, down 3/4. July 7.19, up 0.5. Red line November 7.31, down 2.5 on the open. December soybean meal open at 195.50, down 40 on the open. January 198, down 10. December soybean oil open at 28.95, down 16 on the open. January 29.43, down 7. At the Merck January feeders, open at 98.75, up 112.5 on the open. March 97, up 35. April 98.30, up 100 on the open. December live cattle open at 86.40, down 22.5 on the open. February 89.30, down 32.5. April 90.30, down 17.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 62.10, down 35 on the open. February 65.65, down 10. April 68.10, down 27.5. May 72.60, down 75 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 89.60, down 80 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
To what do we owe the weakness in the market this morning?
I think that we have seen some tremendous, up moves here for a long. We can't just go straight up, number one. Number two, we made some new contract highs set back. The $4 July corn basically filled some goals of some people out there right now. We got the commitment of traders report that basically shows that the funds have like over 290,000 contracts of corn, record longs, and export numbers yesterday a little bit weak here. So, we're getting up to levels where there's a lot of people just saying maybe I'll bank a few profits. And we saw some real run-ups, during the holiday week there last week on some pretty thin trade that we're going to do a little backing and filling here to sort of see what's going on. The CRB hanging up this morning, crude oil staying a little bit strong, so a little bit of help from the outside markets there, so this thing doesn't look like it's going to totally fall apart.
You mentioned the large speculative traders in corn moving to a new all-time record long position. Commercial accounts are on the opposite end of that, aren't they? They're taking a new all-time record short position. Does something have to give?
Well, somebody's going to win in the end, Dave. It used to always be the commercials that won in the end. We're not sure anymore because the funds have now got to the point where they're bigger than the commercials. But we do like to think that this would actually come to the fruition of what is going on in the actual market rather than just speculative participation. And generally the commercials are more on the right side of what's going on. But the commercials have still been aggressive buyers of cash corn and beans. They like to get their hands on this stuff. Just to have it in their ownership book as far as things are going. So You know, it's one of those things. And when they do own that corn, until they use it, they are the shorts out there. So it's sort of a two-way way of looking at things. They're short on the board, but they're long in the cash bin then.
Where are you on 2007 corn sales?
On 2007 corn sales, we're down probably in the 10% bracket right now. Dave and the guys that have been aggressive and maybe bought some puts out there, while we maybe be up to 20%. But all in all, we're still looking for one last little pop-up or another pop-up here before we get very aggressive.
So you were of a mindset that we'll still potentially see March corn at $4?
Oh, I think it's a definite possibility. Will it definitely go there? You know, I'm not that smart to know for sure, but I do know that there's a lot of talk of the great need. How many acres we already bought? What's the weather going to be? A lot of ifs out there that can take this on and put a four in front of it sometime in the next year, Dave.
Soybean futures are feeling a little tired, it looks like to me. How about you?
Well, yeah, they've used an awful lot of energy going up on record stocks, record production, good planting conditions in South America. Basically, as we've said along the line, beans are going up to keep the ratio between corn and bean prices somewhat even. In that two to 2.4 ratio, I mean, it's down closer to the 2.1. If it wasn't for the corn going up here, beans wouldn't be anywhere near this price. We're already talking, it's trying to figure out how many acres we've already bought from the other commodities for extra corn acres for our ethanol usage. Some are saying we're in the 4 to 5 million acre bracket. Some are saying 6 to 7. I don't know where we're at for sure. I think we have bought some acres. There's definitely talk about it. All the seed corn dealers are telling me they've sold a lot more corn than they have in the past, seed corn, that is, for next year, and we're seeing a lot of anhydrous going on in many places.
Anecdotally, with the people you work with, what are they telling you about corn on corn or switching acres?
Well, I think we're hearing more and more possibility of some switching. We have a lot of people in their no-till programs and they're hesitant. $7 fall beans, they probably won't switch as many acres over to corn. And yet we were seeing a lot of, I know we were driving around over the weekend, we were seeing anhydrous being put back on corn stalks in different places. So that's telling me they're going to go corn on corn and switch some of those acres over to more corn acres.
In wheat, we have the delivery on Thursday, first day notice. Is that playing into what we're seeing today in softer prices?
Oh, I think that and all of a sudden, let's realize that the export market hasn't done a lot in the wheat that way, and we're getting some competition around, and the price is beginning to ration some there, Dave. So, and you put five in front of that wheat, why it just doesn't sell as fast.
In fact, most of the business the U.S. is getting seems to be just from its regular customers.
Yes.
So what advice do you have for producers today? Perhaps looking at it this way, some that need to make tax sales and have both beans and corn in the bin, what is the commodity that you like best for that as opposed to commodity with more long-term bang for the buck?
Well, I think that basically along the way there's two things to look at. If it's in commercial storage, I would probably be selling some corn because I think, you can cut your storage back on the corn. You'll sell more bushels to get the same dollars, and that way, and if we keep on moving up, the beans will go that way. If it's at home, I sell a little bit of each because I want to core my bins and I want to, keep them in good shape that way. So, if it's in commercial storage, I sell corn. If it's at home, I sell some of each so I can core my bins.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick. December wheat now at 5.15, down 3. December wheat at the Board of Trade, 4.86, down 4.25. December corn, 3.68 1/4, down 3.25. March, 3.84 3/4, down 3.5. May, 3.90 3/4, down 3.75. July, 3.94 1/4, down 4. January soybeans, 6.84 3/4, down 3.25. March, 6.97 3/4, down 4.25. May, 7.07, down 3.75. November, 7.29 1/2, and it is down 4. December soybean meal, 195 down 90. December soybean oil, 28.81 down 30 points.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Looking at Mike Solis' two-state forecast today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, most numerous in northern and western Illinois, highs from 60 to 68 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.